Okay, we are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are in, again, Shana Kudim. And we're starting a new Perek. This is Perek, Perek Zayin. In the old edition, it's Daf Tes Amud Beis. And in the new edition, in Rav Frisch's edition of Otot Chaim, it is on Kuf Samach Zayin. Now, it's called Perek Zayin and not Etzchaim, but you have to know, Etzchaim, if you were to look it up, you'd see that it's called Shah Shvira. Shah Shvira. This is one of the Iker Pachim on the Shvira. Again, one of the most important inyanim of all Kabbalah is the Shvira. And this will be going more into depth into the inyanim. Now, let me just give a little background into the next three Sha'arim, because they're all very much connected, so that we get a little understanding of where we're going. So in this parak, what we're going to be discussing is, as we said, there's 10 nekudas that came out from the Enia Ak, 10 nekudas, and those 7 of them would break and the 3 would not break. Now, which ones are which? So you have Keter, Chochma, Bina did not break. And then you have the Zayin Tachtonim, which is called the Zayin Melochim, from Das all the way down to Malchus. Netzach V'Hod is considered to be one. That makes 7. Those 7 broke. Now, even though I told you that Keter, Chochma, Bina did not break, but that's not 100% correct, because a chilek of them did break. For example, in Keser, the Nahi, the lower section of Keser, broke. And in Chochma Bina, the Achorayim broke. The backside broke. Meaning like this. Because we know that Chochma Bina, in terminology of Patsufim, are considered to be Abba V'Ima. And our goal is to make that Abba V'Ima get together, what's called Panim B'Panim, to make a Zivug. But before that, they're always ach ba'ach. They're always back to back, these two patsufim. Abba ve'ima or Chochma Bina. Now, how do we make them to go panim b'panim, which is the ultimate, in order for them to make zivug, in order to bring down the shefa, is by splitting them, giving them each another chelik of a back, in order that they can go panim b'panim. That means like this. When they're sharing one back, let's say, as a moshel, this is not incorrect, this is just a marshal. Let's say the back is 1 foot long, 1 foot thick. Right? That means Abba has half a foot of a back, and Ima has a half a foot of a back. Together make 1 foot of a back shalom. They really need a foot each of a back in order to give them their koma shlema. So that means Abba would need another chatzi achorayim, and Ima would need another chatzi achorayin in order for them to stand both on the 2 feet, in order for them to separate, in order for them to go panim b'panim. So we have to add achorayin both to Abba v'Ima. How do we do that? We spoke about last week about the chug, the chasadim v'gvura. Don't get put off by the name. It's just a substance. It's called mochin. It's called different things in order to give nourishment, in order to make the achorayin grow. It's called the chug, chasadim v'gvur. By infusing Abba v'Ima with chug, chasadim v'gvur, that will give them another chatzi achorayim for Abba and chatzi achorayim for Ima. Then, as we said, they will be able to go panim v'panim b'zivug.
What's the difference between the shviru of these of the Chochma Das to the rest, if they've also got splits?
Okay, well, I didn't get that. So far, I'm discussing Chochma v'Bina. We understood. Where did the Shvira happen? Only on the Achorayim. Keser was the Nahi.
Yeah, a different chilek. But the other 7.
1 second. The other 7, they shattered completely.
Ah.
They shattered completely. Now, what we're focusing on here is not the Zayin Malachim per se. We're focusing on Abba ve'Ima. We're going to go more into detail on the backside, the Achorayim. When did the Chug, because not only did the Achorayim break and fall, even the substance which created the Achorayim also fell. The Chug. And that's what we're focusing on. The Chug. Shigidlu et Achorayim. When did they fall and how did they fall?
That is how it can be. It's glue. And it's food. How does food split?
No, it's a substance. It's a substance. Think of it as blood. The blood nourished the back of the patsufim and made them grow. So this blood substance, I'm not saying it's blood, but Arizal gives it a lotion called Maim Hamigadlim Et Ha'ilam. Water. Water makes a tree grow. So think of it as a substance, as water, blood, whatever. It's not important. We don't know the exact. It's something which is able to fall. Call it light, call it whatever. But this has decreased from its original status where it was on high and it's come down. Now, the same way when standard by Kaili, when standard by the Chug. So again, to get clear, Perek Zayin, which we'll be doing now, is discussing the Chug falling. Perek Ches will be discussing the Achorayim, which fell. Perek Tes, we're going to be discussing about the Or and Kalim. Three completely different subjects, but the same theme. What fell and how did it fall? Okay? Is that clear? It's talking about the Chug. Perek Ches is talking about the Achorayim, the actual backs. And the third Perek is going to talk about the actual goof of the Kalim and the Or which is inside the Kalim. Nothing to do with the Achorayim or the Chug. That's clear. Just an overall overview of what's going on. So again, Perek Zayin and Etz Chaim is called Shah Shvira. And once you get after Perek Yud in Shah Nekudim, then we'll start a new Perek after Shah Yud in Nekudim. We're going to talk about the Tikkun of the Patsufim or the Sfirot as you want. Okay, let's go on to Shah. Nazol el Kavon. It says the Arizal as follows. V'neema. Let's go back to this Kavon that we're speaking about. The Achorayim ba'Abba ve'Ima. We know that originally they were panim before the Shvira, they were panim b'panim. This is not absolutely correct in terms of when they first were created. When they were first created and they came out, they were actually ach ba'ach. And then they became panim b'panim. Okay? So that's what he says, mitchilat, after the fact. After the fact, when they turned panim b'panim. And he's telling, how did they become panim b'panim? Because the higher patsuf, which is called kesa, or again, we could be mashvet patsuf, in the Loshon of patsuf, it was al-champin. Al-champin was mizavik min ubei, gave this shefa to Abba v'im, and that gave them koach to turn panim b'panim. That's what we're holding right now. The omnam. Mayim nukvim shalehem hagorim lehem hamada v'kiyum shel zoysa b'chinah deponim b'ponim hine hayim v'misis shivas malochim ha'elu ha'ele asher yu b'maye bina v'elu ayu mayim nukvim de'ima ki ken hu tamid shabonim hem mayim nukva de'ima. Meaning as follows is that there's a new concept, as we've spoken about before, called Maim Nukvim. What's Maim Nukvim? Maim Nukvim is a substance that we raise up. We raise up the Biurim, or we raise up the Ratzon for the Pasufim in order for them to meet Mizavik, to go Panim with Panim. Now, even though we're talking before the Shvira, therefore it's not really Shah to talk about Man, which is Maim Nukvim, because Maim Nukvim usually refers to the Biurim, the Shvira, which again we haven't spoken about, just the concept in general. But nevertheless, here, even before the Shvir, it's shayach to speak about Maim Nukvim, means the Rotzen. That means like, Mebesori Erza Luka, we see for the children always asking things from the mother and the father. That's called Maim Nukvim, a Rotzen, a Bakosha for Maim, for the father and the mother to give them something. So the Bonim, who the Bonim, the Zayin Malachim, they're Mevakish from Ima and Abba, to give them nourishment. So therefore, Abba v'Ima have to be b'ponim b'ponim to mezavik, and that through the zivug of Abba v'Ima, they give sheva to the bonim. Okay. So again, what starts the ma'im nukvim, the rotzon, the aliyah of the rotzon is the bonim with the zayim malachim, still in b'mayimo, in the mayimo. Again, how did it work? Is that Abba Keser took all the lights. The Nayiv Keser, then it passed over the lights, all the Or, all the spheres, all the Or spheres to Chokhmah. The Chokhmah's Achurayim broke. And then it passed all the lights from Chokhmah to Bina, the Achuraim Bina broke. And then it passed it. The Das, Das could not take all the light, shattered completely, and so did all the other spheres from then onwards. So where are we holding the story right now? We're holding from Abba gave this Tipa with all the strength of the ore into Ima. So Ima now is holding all the Zayin Malachim in her. Okay? And within Ima is the Zayin Malachim and the Mevakish from her. Always Mevakish, more Shefa and Shefa. So it's Maleman within Ima. Says the Arizal, continues, Be'od she'eilu Hashem Malachim ha'i b'toch Ima. Like I told you, so what's the process? The process is as follows. The bonim, like we said, are in the Zayin Malachim, are in Bina. The Mevakish from Bina. That's Maliman. And that man doesn't only stay contained in him. And it goes high and high and high and high. All through the Patsufim. What's Nogeya to Abba Vima is actually the Patsuf Shel Me'alea. And that's Keser. That is Arach Ampin. Arach Ampin therefore receives that. Also makes a Zivug. And then gives Shefa down to Abba Vima. And then the Mezavik. Okay? It's not the fact that Abba Vima, that the Zayin Malachim make a Bakasha and Abba Vima Mezavik. No. It's not so simple. This percussion has to go all the way up, and all the patsufim before have to first mezaveg, give shefa, and goes mimata limata. It's called maim dochim, because the zacha is mashpia, and the maim nukvim nekeva shabo is mekabel, is mekabel. Right. Okay. So we're talking about shnei dinim over here. We're talking about to mehafich them to make a zivuk panim v'ponim. That happens milimala lemata. Okay, Arach Ampin is mashpi on them milimala lemata, and therefore they mahavach themselves from after ponim beponim. When it works the other way, my nukvim says Arizal is a different vault, is a different dina, a mother ponim beponim. To keep them, the kiyuma ponim beponim is ali edei the mayim nukvim. And to make them ponim beponim, that's a different vault, that's mayim duchim. That's mashpir milamalim limach. Okay, I hope that's clear. Vaiter. Ube'eis tzeta malochim ha'ilu. Im lo hayu nishborim, ela shahayu kayimim, hayu ma'amidim la'aba avim ponim v'ponim, afilo shiyotel limata, v'hayu malim ma'im nukvim shalahem. Unfortunately, when they came out from Ima, and they went into dust, they broke. But Luitzu, they wouldn't have broken, says Ariza. They would have kept the matzah beautifully in a position of panim upon him. That we would continuously get shafa milimala. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case. All the rest of the spheres taka broke. Lachin gam avim avachurayim shalem umamadet oisa beponim ponim yodu lemata. So when the Zayin Malachim fell, that again was the grama to keep Avim Ima in a matzav of ponim beponim. About the Zayin Malachim fell also Avim Ima achurayim fell. As chozu ach ba'ach. And therefore, once the achurayim fell, then they became back to the original position of Ach Be'ach. Tikva ein mi yale mai nukvim umakayim chazaratim b'ponim b'ponim. Because there's nobody else there, because they all destroyed. They all became destroyed and nishva. They all fell into the world called Bria. They fell out of the Tzilus into Bria, and there was nobody there to be mami them ponim b'ponim. So far, so good. Bihine. Poshudu shelo nigmu achoreye abba v'ima leyer ad kalot shviras asheva malachim kulam. Oh, there's a din though. It doesn't mean because Das, which was the first field to broke, it broke, and therefore all the achoreim abba v'ima fell. No. The achoreim, each chelik of the achoreim is totally, mitli totally in each chelik of the sheva malachim. That means Das would destroy one top chelik of the achoraim, one back chelik, one chelik of the achoraim abba, and then the next sphere of chesed would destroy another chelik of the achoraim. You with me? And each chelik of the shva, every time another sphere would break, that would create another shvira in the back of the until all of it has been broken. Then the achoraim would fall. It didn't fall in one go. Again, ונפושו שלא נגמור אחורי אבא ואמא לירד ועד כלו שבירת שבע מלוכים כולם, אלא שבכל בחינה שבירת מלך אחד היה גורם ירידה קצת מאחורם דאבא ואמא. והנה ביור העניין, and he's going to go more into depth how this happened exactly. כאשר נעריך מציאות שבע מלוכים האלו בארבע פרצופים של חוכמה ובינה ויסרה סבא ותפונה כניסקה. We already spoke about this. Because in Abba ve'ima, you can split Abba ve'ima in four sections. In a minute I'll show you a picture how this looks like. Nimza, ki ad shlish tzfira tiferet hu mel revir. And again, when I show you the picture, you'll understand what this means exactly. As nigmuru achore Abba ve'ima ilai liyered. וכאשר נשברו כל שבע מלוכים, אז יורדו גם אחורי ישראל סבא ותפונה. Okay, let me show you some pictures. Picture number one. To understand this picture, we'll have to zoom in a little bit here. Okay. Now, is this clear, this picture? You have Abba ve'ima. Okay? This is called Abba. And this is called Ima. Entirely. In Abba you have Eses Sphiris. And Ima you have Eses Sphiris. Now, you can also split Abba v'Ima into four sections. Two on the top and two on the bottom. The top right corner would be Abba Elohim, we'll call it. And this would be Ima Elohim. And the bottom would be Yisro Saba. The other would be called Tfuna. Okay? So again, instead of calling them Abba ve'ima, we'll split them in four sections, says the Ariza. We'll give them different names. This is called Abba ve'ima Eloi, the higher parts of Abba ve'ima. And the lower parts of Abba ve'ima, we'll call them different names. It's called Yisro Saba and Tfuna. And therefore, we'll give each one as well Eses Sphiris. As it feels. Okay? Is that clear? Now, you have to understand the design that Za is a Pantsuf, which is Tachtov, here. Okay? Which is below Abba ve'ima, and even below Yisor Saba and Tfuna. Za would be placed underneath. Would be a Halbosha. There would be one on top of the other on the Nahi. But otherwise, they are a separate Paltzufim. So what you have, in essence, you would have Abba v'ima Eloi, Yisor Saba, and then you have a Za, which is underneath over here. Okay. That's picture number one. Picture number two is this picture over here. Same picture. The boxes are just shaped a bit smaller, but entirely the same picture. Again, you have, what's this on this side? Abba Elohim. Ima Elohim. In green.
Including the middle one?
No, I'm not talking, just follow my instructions. So you have on the right hand side, in blue, is it blue? In blue, Abba Elohim. On the left hand side, in green, you have Ima Elohim. Underneath you have, in black, you have Yisor Saba. And on the left hand side you have here Tfuna, exactly the same picture. And again, where's Za? Za's underneath. Picture doesn't change. Just to make things simpler, what I did here is I put Za in the middle. And that's for a reason. In red, I put Za in the middle. Za's Eses Sphiris here, right? Sorry, seven spheres for Za, right? That's the Sheva Malachim, or compared to Za. So you have Das. And then you have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. Tiferet will be split into two parts. The top part of Tiferet is Shlish Elyon, and then you have Shtei Shlish Tachton. Right? We split Tiferet into three Chalakim. One third, and then two thirds.
Why?
Because that's the way we do it. Because we'll see the Halbosha, there's a reason. Because the Halbosha is always on the two thirds. It's always on the two thirds, not on the Tiferet Elyon. Okay, let's just take it as a given for a moment. Then you have Neser, Chod, Yesod, and then Malchus. Again, Zah is supposed to be over here, but for presentation-wise, in order to show you how Zah affects Abba ve'ima Elohim, and how it affects Yiswa Saba and Tvuna, we put here to show you when Das falls, it will affect the Das of Abba V'Ima. When Chesed falls, it will affect the five Heketzavas of Abba. When Gvura falls, it will affect the Heketzavas of Ima. And when the Tiferet, the Shlish Elyon, the Tiferet falls, it will affect the Yesod, it will affect that Yesod as well, and therefore the back's side, the Achorayin, Abba Mima, will fall at that point. And then the exact same thing will happen when we speak about Yesod Saba and Tfuna, Shtei Shlish Tachton will fall, that will affect the Das. These two spheres, Netzach Hod, will affect the Heketzavas. Yesod will affect the Yesod. Therefore, all the backs will fall as soon as the Malchus will break. All the backs entirely will fall of Abame. So you see the way the interrelationship between Zah and Abavimo will take place is that whenever a Sfira in Zah, which is one of the Zayin Malachim, breaks, it will affect automatically the Achoraim Abba V'Ima. Now we'll see that inside. That's exactly what he said here. And let's start now with the first king. V'hini. Hadas hu ha-melech ha-rishon she-yotze. What came out first was the melech ha-rishon. That was Das. He came out from Ima. Remember, Ima had all the Zayin Malachim. She gave birth to them. They all went now into Das. The seven spheres went into Das. Ubo hayukolim kol sheva keniskele vihine. Kavaya data ki ika alos maim nukfim hema bonim. We just mentioned before to do maim nukfim, it's oirus. In order to give sheva for them, they need to be mali the man, the oirus, his oirus, to the palace of Shalaleah, which is Abba V'Ima, and then they will receive Shafa. Who are these people? Who is mali man? That's the bonim, which is the Zayin Malachim. Asher yotzu v'noldu kvam v'olam. Now, instead of being in Ima, in Bina, they came out now. Other than that, the exterior, not the outside of Ima. Lachen ika alos maim nukvim ata hu alidei hadas. Because that now has a Zayin Bonim, they're Maliman. A big yesod in the Zohar and over here in the Arizal is that, again, how do we start the story? How did Abba V'Ima Bechlal come about? Because we know that they avoid the Bnei Adam, or even if you go as high as Zah, Zah cannot be created at all if not that Abba V'Ima is Zavik. But how did Abba V'Ima come along? So in some point, Kadosh Baruch Hu must intervene, and he made that Alch Abin Shemizavik Ninu Ubei, and that's called in Loshon Zohar Salig Biurusa. It went up in his Machshov, in his Rotzen. Salig Biurusa Levad, that he made it so that Abba the Ima should be created by the fact that he created a Zivug automatically in Al Chapim. That's not the rules of the game. The rules of the game is always that the Pasuk Shetachtav is Maliman, and that's Misora Zivug Limala. But again, before the Tachton was Bechlal created, who started the ball rolling? That's the Evesh. The Evesh started as Salik Biurusa, that is his Oyrus Limalat Mizavik.
Salik.
Salik. Samech Lamed Yud Kuf. Salik, it went up. Salik Birusa, that's the Loshon of the Zohar.
Salik is remove.
No, Salik Birusa, that's the Loshon of the Zohar, I guess. Right. Okay, so let's continue. So, that is only one Chelik of the Bar. Then again, you're going to have Yisroel Shalem Mata. That's called the Mayim Nukfim. Umar Shemanu She'elu Hashem Melochi Mayim Nukfim. Ein Kavan Aloma Shehem Hemshichu HaChasadim V'Gvurot. Remember, chasadim gvurot means that is the substance, as we call it, the mayim gadlim et ha'ilam, that is what comes from lemala lemata to create the achoraim Abba V'Ima. But how is the chuv going to come to Abba V'Ima? Again, that is totally on the rots, on the mayim nukvim. Mayim nukvim is ole lemala, that's mitzora zivuk, that brings down the chuv. That's the process. And where who is Ma'or again? That's the Zayin Malachim. Now, so what happened over here? So this Mayim Nukvi must have came from the Eibishter this time, because again, the Zayin Malachim weren't created first. That's just a raya that there was a Sarik Merusa before the Zayin Malachim were ever there. Adrav, not the raya. If about the Zayin Malachim weren't created yet, it's Mucha that was a Sarik Merusa. That's what he says over here. Ain kavanu lo mashehem shehem hem shuchu chasadim gvurot betchilo ki kavanim shuchu betchilo v'ra'el ze shari hochzu abu v'im apanim v'apanim. They were chos apanim. Only afterwards was the leader of chokma bina v'shev malachim elu kemoshim kavadu. See, elamai, they weren't created yet. V'im kem iefsha lo mashehem ma'im nukvim ela bina. Omnam hakavana hi shem hayu mamidim oisa habina shel abchina shel ponim v'ponim le'abba v'ima al yedei halos ma'im nukvim shelahem v'acher shehayu kvar bebina az hayu mamshichim od chasadim nigvun le'abba v'ima kamo b'tchila. So what happened over here? Again, the process was is that the Eibishter started the ball. He made that the mind. He made that the chug milemala lematzah should come to Abba v'Ima, that created the achurayim of Abba v'Ima. So, what did the Zayin Bonim have to bring up? Man, what did the man achieve? The man achieved again. He repeats this as the ma'amad to mimamid them panim v'panim, to make them stay panim v'panim. It's not good enough, because usually once there's a zivug, that's it. Then they go back to Ach Ba'ach. That's it. Yeah. You don't stay with Zivug, right? It's a Zivug, and then you go Ach Ba'ach. But here, we bowed to the Zayin Bonim, Zayin Malachim were there. They kept the Rotzon going, and therefore that was called the Mayim Nukvim, that was Oyle, that was their Rotzon. That kept that Mamad of Ponim upon him. But the Rabbi is telling you that has nothing to do with the Chuk in this particular case. V'nachzor. V'nachzor. So he says as follows. V'nachzor el inyanu. Let's go back to the inyan of Achurayim Abba v'Ima. Ki hine, acharei sheyotzo or das v'nichnas v'keli shelo. Right? We know that Bina had all the Zayin Malachim. He gave over all that now to Das. Das now includes all the Zayin Malachim. Halo mayim nukfi mem shicha chasadim gvur be'Abba v'Ima. Ki halo adas hu koleles chasadim gvurot v'od ki kol ha'shev malachim az hayu klulim bo v'lachim aya bo koach lo horid chasadim gvurot kenizkar. So again, so what happened over here is that every time the malachim received this koach, the hainu, the Zayin malachim entered, for example here in Das, Das was now able to be mamshich this chasadin megvurot. Again, it doesn't come milimata lemala, it comes milimala lemata. That means there, ali de the mayim nukvim, this oirut, they were able to moshech, bring down this chug now. But now they're created, now they can do that. Originally, with the Eibishter that brought down the chug. Now it's they themselves brought down the chug. And about it to Das, we know that Das includes always a shiluv of chokhmah v'bina, or otherwise the koach ha-chasadim, koach ha-gvuot are all licked in Das. So that gave him the extra power with the fact that it's all kolul, all the Zayin Malachim are kolul in Das, that gave him extra power to bring down to Moshe the Chuk, which created the Achuvayim, the Abba v'Ima. V'omam, lifi she'en sha'a malachim ma'alim ma'im nukvim, if Shadam Yitzia lo aitalahem ele al das, if Shalahorim mochim shleimim, rak alidei zun biyachan, lechei, masha horid the das, I'd begin to chasson the gvu, beroshim shel abba v'ima iloim, bevokim adash shleim, dome elab kamo. So what happened over here? What happened was is that das now is concentrating, is being maleman to abba v'ima. And therefore the chug is coming from Arich into the partuf of Abba v'Ima. Well, how far does it get? It only goes as far as the Das to Abba v'Ima. Why is that? We just said Das includes all Zayin Cholokim, Zayin Oros, Zayin Malachim. It should go to the Zayin Sfiris of Achochma v'Bina. Says the Ariza, you're right, theoretically it should happen that way, but Vibal the Ol Nichlal in the Midas of Das into the sphere of Das, therefore Das has only a koach to be Moshe Chug to the das of Abba v'Ima. That's the way it works. Let me show you the picture of what we're doing here. So again, we are over here in das. Das, the Zayim Elohim, now all the Zayim Elohim are in das. And they're mashbir on das to Abba and das to Ima. And not more than that. Even though they have Zayim Elohim, the Chol should be mashbir on all of Abba Elohim, Ima Elohim. No, that is contained and constricted to the das. Therefore, the mashbir chug onto the das. Right, let's continue. So, okay, so far so good, very good. yeah. Okay. Now, Vehine, Vekasha, Nishva, Kili, Amelech Hazin. Now, what happens now when Das broke? Remember, there was a Tekufa when he was a Melech. When he was a melech, dying when he received all the oil for a fraction of the second, he was able to maliman and bring down the chug in the das. But when he broke, guess what happened? The das of Avavim also broke. That means the achuraim, which were placed connected the das, also broke. V'az gam das, the Avavim Eloi yogel imat b'mokam aguf the Avavim. Aval keli amelech hazeh nikra das. Ach shenish bar yor leolam abriya kemo shenave shenivayim. In Paragyu, we'll see where it fell exactly. That means two things happened when Das broke. When Das broke, the Achorayim, which were exactly connected, the Das of Abba Vima broke. And we're talking about what broke and what fell. The Chug, which created the Koach of this back. And also, obviously, the sphere of Das broke and fell out of Atzilus into Bria. And the paragraph will explain exactly where in Bria it fell. V'shar shisha. So what happened to all the oil that was in das? V'shar shisha olot shayu imo nichnasu bekele amelech hasheni shuhu nikra chesed. So now we go. Here we go. In this picture, what do we see? So we see that after das, on this picture, be from das, everything went down now into all the oil went down into chesed now. And guess what? Chesed is going to mishpia on the Hei Ketzavos. That means on also the Chesed, Gvuot, Tiferet, Netzach, Vohod. All of these five tzvi will be affected by this. This Chesed is going to send Chasodim into the Hei Ketzavos. It's called Chasodim. And this Gvur, we'll see in a minute, is going to send the Gvuros. Ah, you can ask me a kasha. Why is it that Das had chasad in the gvuros here? Again, chasad is just a substance in order to make things grow. Because in Das is always a shilov, it's kave and tsoi. Kave and tsoi always includes two kavim. It includes both the chokhma vina, or otherwise, the chasadim the gvurot. But this is only on the right hand, and this is on the left hand. So the right hand, the chesed, will include the chasadim. This koach chasadim, which makes the Abba Elohim grow, but which part? The Hei Ketzavos. Gvura includes the Gvuras, and now what will make the Gidul of the Achoraim of Ima Elohim, the Hei Ketzavos in that area. Okay? Let's continue. So when that broke, obviously the Das broke. Now, all the oil went into Chesed now. V'az adayim Abba v'ima ilai hayuponim v'ponim. Like we said, in order to destroy all the achoraim of Abba v'ima, we have to destroy all the Zayim Melochim at one go. And that's right now it's happening stage by stage. Again, v'shah shisha oret shayu imo nechtes v'kiha melech hasheni she'anikra Chesed. ואז עדיין אב במאי אליי הופנים ופנים כי אינם חוזים אח באח עד שיגמור הכל יחד לירד כי הם דבקים פנים ופנים וצריך שיגמור להסיע הדבקוס הזה לגמרי ואח גר יזו אח באח אבל כל זמן שעדיין נשא קצת דבקס בהם אין חוזים אח באח that's partial anytime there's still a דבקס between them they're not חוזה אח באח. Okay, so let's continue now. V'lahalo nivayr bezat Hashem inyan hidvekes Advekas Agomol El Shil Abba Ve'ima Be'yotem Ponim Ponim Ma'inyon. Okay, later on in a different shah we'll speak about more the inyonim there of Abba Ve'ima and the Advekas. Let's continue. V'hine K'sheyoldo Achasodim V'gvurot B'reshet Abba Ve'ima Eloyim Ad Lemata. When Daf Yud Amud Beis now Ad Lemata Begufon Ben Shtei Ketafayim Behechech hem hu shegorem chisaron o af a pishlo cholzu mebchinas ponim veponim hine ayin chisaron hazeh hu bechinas chisaron histaklus eini abba veima ze veze. So what's he saying over here? We just explained it a minute ago that the fact that abba veima's das were affected now. But that did not make it that they turned ach ba'ach. Remember, the achorayim keep them from turning ach ba'ach. As soon as the achorayim are destroyed, then Abba ve'ima will go back ach ba'ach, back to back. So what happened here? Das broke. So why didn't they go ach ba'ach? Because we said this is still holding it together. This hasn't broken yet. So they're still holding achorayim of this section. Nevertheless, the fact that das broke, it did affect the avamima in one bechina. It affected the bechina of histaklus, because in the das holds the sod of histaklus, the koch histaklus. Your brain makes you see. Without your brain there, you can't see anymore. So they basically became technically blind. Abba ve'ima. Even though they didn't turn ach bech ach, but the das was affected, and therefore the koach histaklus was damaged. That's what the Rav says, and this is a shtikle remes to this. The base lechem Yehuda brings b'shem the Rashash that ki. I'll just read the other lashon over here. Ki yesh b'das chamisha chasodim v'chamisha gevurot. We know that in das it includes this chug, five of them, five chasodim. And five gvuros in das. Now, kol chesed v'gvuro hu shem havaya b'mispa ku 26. There's five havayas representing the chasodim. Five havayas representing gvuros. So you have now 10 havayas times 26, because each havaya is 26. And that is the gematria of reish samich 260, which is the gematria of ayin. Ayim, shehem shtei inayim shel ha'partzuf. Remez ledovo, ma shekotzu v'yore Hashem kisar leiro. As Moshe Rabbeinu, when he turned to see the tznit, because we saw the sar leiro, the samach resh. That's the 260. Ki haroz nimshoch the koach ari nimshoch min asar, the 260. Shehem chasadim gvoz edas. There's a stick of remnants in the pasuk there. Let's continue. Now, Kasher Malach HaMelech Hashem Yishua Chesed. Now, let's say das destroyed. Therefore, all the oil flew into into what's called Gvura. Hemshuch HaChamisha Chasadim V'Yispashtu B'Gufa De'Aba Kenoda. All the Gvura and all the Chasadim Gvura now. All the chasadim and gvura. Now, what happened was is that they left Abba ve'ima, and now they were nichlal in the. They left all the chasadim left Abba, and all went into the next parzuf. I'll be masbe like this. There's a Bet Lechem Yehuda explains something very important, and he says, he quotes, "V'chein yodu imayim achuraim shel nahi dekeser." Okay, maybe not complicated, because that's already talking about keser, which is malbish to Abba ve'ima. Okay, this is a revert back to what we're saying to get more clarity here. Let's get back to chesed. Kasher malach melech hashem yishvu chesed. Hemshich chamisha chasodim shispashtu beguf de Abba ve'ima kenodam. Now chesed received all the oil. And when chesed received all the oil, what happens here? Automatically there's a process of ma'im nukvim. Chesed was malin nukvim of all the spheres that he had from Gvur, from Chesed to Gvur until you saw the Malkut. Malin nukvim back to Abba v'Ima. That gave Abba v'Ima koach again. But v'kishemet hu yored b'briya. Unfortunately, Chesed wasn't able to keep this mamad of all the spheres and all this all died and it fell out of its tzilus into briya.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
It's still there. What have you broken?
What do you mean? If you leave this room, you are no longer in this room. What do you mean, so what? Can you do anything in this room? You can only affect, read the Svarim if you're in this room. But if you leave the room, you can no longer read Svarim. They, the Malachim here, could only affect Abba v'Ima if they're in a place called Atzilus. Once they leave the room, they go to a different world called Bria, they no longer have this Koach any longer. And they become Shivre Kelim. They have no more Koach whatsoever, they're completely shattered. Look at the Lashon of the Arizal, it says, Kishumet. They died. Once they left the world of Atzilus, it's if they died. And guess where we are? Much lower than Atzilus. Okay? Yeah. V'chamisha od, what happened to the or in the keli? V'chamisha od yoldu b'melech ha-shlishi hu ha-gvura. So the or passed on again from das to chesed, now just shifted and went into gvura. V'az novla ahuraim da'ar b'vima nasim al-edei ispashtus chamisha chasadim niskalim וחסדים יורדו ביסוד דאבא ואז החזיר אבא אחוריו אל פני בינה אשר בחינה זו נקרא אח בפנים. Now there's a completely new situation called אח בפנים. I'll explain to you in a minute what happened here. כפני הבינה נוכח אחורי חוכמה הם עומדים. Now what happened? This is something, a new stage. Let's go back to our chart over here. We'll be able to understand this very clearly. What happened was is that when Das broke, it gave all its all to Chesed. Now, when Chesed broke, a new Metzias happened altogether. Is that it was keeping up the Achoraim of the Heketzovers, right? It was being Mashpir the Heketzovers with Man, and they were obviously receiving Chug, which was creating this Matzah of Achoraim, the Abba V'Ima. So when Chesed broke, all that Chug now fell one stage down into Yesod. Okay? So therefore, all of that broke. With the Das, which mad me, the Das, Chelika of the Achoraim, broke. Chesed, which Mami, the Heketzovah, the five spheres over here, broke now. So quite a large chunk of Abba Elohim, right, broke now. Therefore, says Arizal, at that moment, this whole Abba Elohim turned and became Ach. His back was facing now Ima Elohim. She still had a Gvura. She still had this Chelik, which Mami, her back.
Might be at the same time.
No, because the all goes in stages. Das went into Chesed. Chesed broke. Gvur didn't break yet.
No.
Because the all hasn't passed over to breaker yet, into Gvur. About. Right? So all came here, broke. Shattered. All the things shattered. All the Achoraim now, Taka fell apart. Now the question is, why not Yesod? Why didn't the sphere of Yesod here, why? That hasn't broken yet. Why did that keep up? That's going to be the question that I'll read in a minute. Why didn't that keep the Achoraim of Abba up? Okay? But anyways, I call Pani, besides Akasha, all of the Achoraim of Abba Mima broke, so of Abba only, and therefore Abba turned over from Pani to Pani to Ach be Pani, it's called. The back of Abba turned against the face of Ima. V'hine dugma za im mochim shelo mitzad bina v'kol adrush. Sorry, I skipped a line. V'im toma fake the Arizal, the kasha I just taught you. Hari patsuv Abba lo nigma. Why did he change? Why did Abba Elohim change? Ach, why did he go ach beponim? At shlish tiferet keniska leel. Right? We know that again, we look at this chart. This chart always keeps us on track here. That where does Abba really should have destroyed? When this top part, the Shlish Elyon of Tiferet, when that would have been destroyed, Yisod would have been destroyed, and therefore I could understand why the whole back would have went swapping, and then we had Ach Beponim. But Tiferet hadn't broken yet. And therefore Yisod hasn't been broken. So why is it going Ach Beponim? That's his kasha. So he proposes a Teretz here. What's a Teretz here? V'yesh Loma. Ki be'oise shlish Tiferet hu el Abba iloin be'erich Yisod. Oh, this is a shtickle that needs a lot of hesber. A lot of hesber. What does this mean exactly? What's the teretz over here? First of all, the Mefarshim explained there's only half a teretz. He's going to be mamshich the teretz for another few lines. But that's very important to understand. He's not coming to answer the question completely here. So let's just translate the words. V'yesh loma. Ki ba'ois shlish tiferet hu el alba iloin be'er yisod, meaning, let's go back to our chart, let's keep this in focus here, that when we look at this chart, what he's saying exactly, that we look at the shlish tiferes, that's kenega the yisod of Abba. It's a fact. This is kenega that. That does not come to answer yet. Okay, it's fine. At least we know that we're not breaking our heads. At the beginning, when I first read this, I was really cracking my head trying to understand how to answer the question. The answer is, he hasn't completely answered yet. Let's continue with the answer. This is only Agav, the next two lines. Who dugmat za imamochim shalom mitzad bina. It's well the same thing when we're going to go to bina. V'kol adolshet zor shitivnehu al derer dush ze hahu v'akol b'tziur echad az Tivnehu, which is telling you a very big story to him, that all the Patsuf are also built in the exact same way. So once you get the Tzur once very well, in your mind you'll be able to Shtel Tzur, you'll be able to Medame Milsa Le Milsa and understand all the Patsufim, all the relationship between the Patsuf and themselves. Let's continue with the Teretz now. V'hine Ayesod Kulahu Bechinas Panim. We know the Yesod is kulas panim. That means he's saying a chiddush actually. The yesod is kulas panim. That means in every sphere you have a panim and you have a back to the panim. Okay? It's only when you come to yesod that it's kulo panim. The yesod has no achoraim. But one erech, anyways. He explains himself. Ve'ein lo achoraim shiyodu mimenu lefi shekol ha-yesod shel ha-zacha nichnas betoch ha-yesod shel nekeva ve'kulo hu b'chinas panim ma she'ein kein b'sha guf shiyesh bo b'chinas achoraim chozu neged p'nei ha-nekeva aber achoraim eino dveikim imo. Lachin siyum achoraim shel Abba hem nigmorim liyered terem heyotz pagam vigiron biyesod shel Abba. Meaning like this, that yesod is the only sphere which does not have achoraim whatsoever. And let's read this paragraph again slowly because he's telling a big yesod here. V'hine yesod kulo hu b'chinas panim ve'ein lo achoraim shiyodu mimenu. There's really no achoraim for it to come down. Lefi shekol yesod azoch nichnas toch yesod ha'ab shel ima shel nekeva v'kulo hu b'chinas panim. You know why says that Ariza, why it's completely considered panim? Because once it's nichnas, the yesod nichnas into nekeva, it's completely immersed and therefore it's considered panim. It's klapi the nukva, which is considered to be ach in one area. Masha ein kein b'shaguf, masha ein b'shaguf shiyesh lo b'chinas achuraim achozim neged p'nei nekeva. Masha ein kein, the other spheres, obviously they're fitting back to back, they're not one, they don't fit one into the other, also either facing or the back to back or the back to front. Aber achuraim einu dveikim imo, but they're not one inside of the other like is sod. Lachin, here's the teretz. Siyum achoraim shel abahem nigmorim yered alidei, I'm going to add a few words, alidei shvira se sfirat ha chesed. That's the answer. Terem heyot pagam vigiron biyesod shela. Before, let's get back to the chart. Before that, we see that there is a. Before we come to the fact that there is a shvira in the yesod over here. Even before that, just the fact that the shvira over here, this area over here, the chesed makes a shvira in the achurayim of the heketzovas of Abba v'Mayloin. That's enough to crack the whole thing. All the achurayim, the chug falls, and that makes it that the Abba v'Mayloin turns ach v'panim. Ah, what about the chiyusod? Why doesn't yusod help it to keep it up? Because yusod has no achurayim to break. It's kulu pnimi. Betoch nekeva has no achurayim. That's why that's the teretz over here. Let's continue. Ve'achekach malach melech hashishi. Then we find that there's a new melech coming along on the stage. That is gevura. Again, from das it went to chesed. Chesed all the all and chesed broke now and das broke and chesed broke and then gevura. Everything's going to gevura. That is the melech hashishi. Again, once the oil is in Gvura now is oirus for 1 minute, let's say. Male nukvim, my nukvim goes up, is moshech mimala lemata from acham pinin to abu ima, they get new koiches called chug, which builds up the achurayim. Okay? That's called man that Gvura is still alive. V'kishemetu yod el bria, but when Gvura dies, it goes into bria. V'arba oiros atachtonis yodu v'kilu revish utiferes. Then all the oil leaves Gvura and goes into the new sphere called tiferes. V'az nofal ispashtus agvurot b'yesod ima. Therefore, all the gvuras now drop from the heketzovas into the sphere of yesod. V'noflu gam achurayim shela lemata, v'az gam kem ima herzira achoreya v'ayach ba'ach. Back to the chart. We find over here that as soon as gvura broke, same story. The heketzovas broke, the achurayim of the imayloin, and everything broke. Now yesod, again we said yesod has no pnimius, even though we only said that by Abba, but even though Ima also says the Mefarshim Belech Yehud and others, the Kerem Shlomo explained that Ima is kula pnimi, her yesod is kula pnimi, other Abba. Therefore, she had no achrayim to be mami d'achrayim. That broke, or as she became ach now, she turned her back to face the back of Abba. That means they're both now back to back now. Now all the oil now came in to the tiferes. To the tiferes. Okay? And the chug as well, in proportion, fell down a madrega. The chug now is in yesod. And the chug here is in yesod here. Okay, let's continue. Let's try to finish this. Okay, unless we want to take a little short break. But otherwise, if you want, we can finish. This is not very difficult. So let me just try to go forward. It's all the same halach again. It's just going to go over again, the same process. We're not going to say anything new now. Okay, now let's go to the next king. V'achakach malach melech chamishi, which actually the Mefarshim says is actually melech revi. That's the Gersa Nechona. V'hu atiferes. V'kishagi or atchli she'elyon shelo shu'ad chazem. As the hemshir b'chinas klolos chamisha chasadim b'yesod de Abba v'chamisha gvur b'yesod de Ima v'kenodech ki lachei nikra yesod kol shekol chamisha chasadim v'chamisha gvur nechlalim bo. Now what does this mean? It means very simply as follows. Everything, like we said, is going down into the tiferes, right? Everything else broke. All the other das, chokhmah, bina, they all broke. And then Chesed broke, Gvuah broke, and all now went into the Tiferes. When it came into the Tiferes now, as Hemshech Bechinas Klolos Achamisha Chasotim, B'Yisod De'Abba. Why is that Yisod De'Abba? Again, because the Tiferes is always connected to Yisod. So all now the Chasotim and Gvuahs went into the Yisod, as we explained. And that is the Gematria of 50. Why 50? Again, because you have 5 Chasodim and 5 Gvurot, and each one has 10 spheres in size, so therefore that makes 50. That means 50 in Yisod the Abba and 50 in Yisod the Ima. Let's continue. The Kaval Bi'anu Ziatziu Ki Adas Kolel Reisha the Abba V'Ima. The Chesed Hu Beguf Abba V'Ima. V'gvura b'gufa de'ima v'shlish tiferes elyon hu yisod abba v'ima. Again, that's exactly this picture overhead, over here. Let's read it inside. Ki kevav b'yanu ki tziu ze, which is this picture over here, ki das kolel reisha de'abba v'ima. Das is kolel the reisha. That means all the chug, chasadim gvuras, sorry, chokhma bina in das, or connected to das. And then he says, v'gvur hu, Bibina. V'chesed hu gufa. The chesed represents the goof. This is the head. This is the goof. This is the goof. And then the tiferes would be the yesod. Against the yesod. V'ine, kasher o hegir, shnei shlish tachton de tiferes as hem shich asodin v'gvot b'rashayu d'yisrael sabav v'tfuna. So we're going a stage weiter here. We're saying that what? I'm saying now that it passed from here into here, from the top part of the Shlish Elyon of Tiferes, and now it's gone into the Shtesh Tiferes. It's now moved out of Abba Eloin, Ima Eloin, it moved out of that, and now it's going into a new parasha called Yisod Saba and Tvuna. Now we're going to have the exact same repetition. This is going to break, the Das is going to break. The Ches is going to, the Netzach is going to break this, and the Hod is going to break this. Until their Achraim, then they're going to go back to back. The exact same process that we saw in Abba, the Ima line, is going to happen in Yisrael Saba and Tfuna. The exact same process. So let's read that inside. Let's read that again. Hine, kasher or hegir l'shnei shlish, tachton etiferes, as hemshich ha-chasodim v'gubur b'rashay, the Yisrael Saba v'tfuna. The exact same thing, but we're just moving down on the trego. Kisham hu mokom rosham biyachad. V'kishemet yorod shlosha orod b'kili ha-melech ha-chamishi, shuha netzach. V'az yorod klos chamisha chasodim v'yosod e'aba ilo. V'klolos chamisha gvod b'ima ilo. As nigma liyered kol avichinas achore abba imai ilai legamre. That once it left that area of abba imai, went into this new two parsufim called Yisod Saba and Tfuna, abba imai all is finished. All the achorayim. V'gam yored chasadim reisha v'Yisod Saba v'gvura mereisha de Tfuna ad lemata bigufo ben tche kitfim v'gam Yisod Saba v'Tfuna nigra mehem abichinas shel istaklus enehem ze v'ze. Exactly what happened to Abba v'Ima. The das was affected and affected the istaklus of Abba v'Ima. Same thing over here when the shnei shlish of Tiferes of the Zayin Malachim broke, that also affected the istaklus of Yisod Saba v'Tfuna. And that miskal ev v'Abba v'Ima alive. And now the fifth king. V'achikach melech ha-netzach hu hemshir chamisha chasodim migufon di Yisrael v'Saba. V'kishemet yodu shar orot behod ויודו אחרם יסו סבא והחזי יסו סבא אחרם נגד פני תבונה וכניסקה באבא ומאי אלוהים ואח גר מלך הוד. That also is the fifth, because Abba, Netzach והוד are considered to be one king. המשיך יצפשטוס חמישה גבורות. When it comes to הוד, we're talking about the גבורות בגוף הדר תבונה. וכשמת יודו שני שלי שני עוד ביסוד ואז הקים של נרס והוד יודו אלה בריאה. The exact same thing. ושניהם יקרו מלך איכה כנזכה לאל, ותחוויו אינו רק תחי פלגה דו גופה, נצח והוד, two signs of the same coin. ואף בפי שמוכו זה החזב, אם כל זה שניהם נקרו מלך איכה בלבד, נצח והוד, כנזכה לבי one מלך, ואז יורדו גם אחרי התבונה וחוז וישרף סבב סבב אך באר כנזכר באבא ואימא אליי. Once נצח והוד were destroyed, even ישרף סבב התבונה went back אך באר. ואחר כך מלך השישי שהוא יסוד, והם שכלול את חמישה חסדים ביסוד איזה יסוד סבא, all the חמישה חסדים and the חמישה גבוס were down to יסוד יסוד סבא. Actually we're talking just the right hand side יסוד סבא, וכלול את חמישה גבוס ביסוד תבונה כשמד יורדו גם בחינס אילוס. And therefore once יסוד broke of זה, also יסוד of יסוד סבא and תבונה broke. ואחר כך מלך השביעי, the last מלך now, הוא מלכוס. Now look at this. The last king broke now. Melech. Malchus. Bekev shlahi levada. Now what is... Every time, remember, less or less aura coming down, because more the aura is staying up in Etzilus and the kingdom are falling down. When you finally get to Malchus, which aura is going to Malchus? Only the aura of Malchus is going into Malchus.
Why can't the aura come down?
What?
Why can't the aura come down?
Which aura?
You said the all stays up, it doesn't come
the
down.
Yeah, that's right. Once the, for example, Das breaks, the all of Das flies back up, no, and the Keli flies down into Bria.
Is it shattered?
One second.
If it's not shattered, then why not?
Oh, one second, I'm listening to you. Now, the Keli shatters and the all flies back up. Okay? It actually goes down a level. But it does not go into, for example, the next sphere called Bina. The all of Das does not go into Bina. Only Bina and Lemata, Ad Malchus, go into Bina. When Bina breaks, the all Bina again leaves, and now all the shepherds passed over to the next sphere called Gvura, sorry, Chesed. Chesed will receive all the lights from Chesed onward, but Bina all, it's gone. So by the time we get to Malchus, what we're doing here, Malchus only received Malchus. And it's very strange that Malchus should crack, even though crash and Mace, that's the Lashon HaRizah, should die, even though it only receives its own all. That it is because it's still a young keli, it's still immature, premature, and therefore doesn't have the koach to mekabel even its own all. Again, v'achkach malach melech shvi'i shu malchus bekeli shlahi levada, as hemshicha bechlolus chamisha chasadim b'malchus disesrava, v'kolelus gam chamisha gvuros b'malchus d'tfuna. Again, as the all is going down, also the chassadim groups are also following suit and they're coming down. Therefore, the chamishim chug are now into malchus. Ki gam malchus yesh bo chlolus al dera nizkal b'yesod. Ki lachein gam hi nikra kala. Again, there's a gematka for that because kol is loshen chlolus, and malchus is the hei the havaya, the hei achron. That's why it's called kala. Kemo sheyesod nikat kol, v'kishemeis he as yoldu b'chlolos chasanim gvuos malchus yisasaba v'malchus de tvuna v'akeli shemalchus yorda bria. V'gam ata nigmu kol achurayim shel kol arba patzufim. What are the arba patzufim? Abba Elohim, Ima Elohim, Yisrasaba v'tvuna yipol legamre. Everything actually just crumbled and fell. All the four patsufim. Vim Toma, lama be'aba ve'imai lain, lo nichnosu cheshbon b'chines klolus chasadim v'gvuos. Shema malchius de'aba ve'imai lain, al dere shenichnosu b'cheshbon malchius esaber, yisra saber b'tzunas. Frank Darizel, Apostle Kasher. Over here in this chart we find that what? That we're discussing here, the malchus. That means, seems to be that there's a malchus in Yisrael Saba, there's a malchus in Tvuna. Okay? But where's the malchus when it comes to Abba of Ima Elohim? We don't find malchus. We don't find Yisod in Ima Elohim. And the last sphere in Abba Elohim is on Yisod. But you should have asked, where's the malchus here? And where's the malchus here? Why do we only find a malchus in Tvuna and a malchus in Yisrael Saba? What's going on? That's discussion. Yes, Loma. Ki no the ki shlish elyon shel tiferes sham hi bechinas atara shehi hamalchus. So zok the vehi becholos vahari hi nichleles biyesod. Aval kan hi nigles a malchus de tvuna yosem a malchus binam. כי המלכוס התבונה היא מלכוס ממש בערך כלולוס בינה ותבונה יחד בפרצף איך. אבל המלכוס של אמא אלוהים היא בחינס גופה של הכלולוס, והוא מוקום החזה של הטבעל של, של כלולוס פרצף איך של בינה ותבונה יחד, וכנות ואיננו מלכוס ממש. So what's the answer? The answer is, now this is very important, because what do we see? We can look at this chart in two ways. We can look at the chart by saying that these four partsufim are four partsufim. You have Abba Elohim, Ima Elohim, Yisrael Saba, and then Tfuna. Four different partsufim, correct? Not necessarily. You can look at it actually as two partsufim. This is Abba, and this is Ima. Obazoi, Kumtoi. So where's the Malchus? When you look at it as one part of the him, Abba Elohim, and Yisrael says one, the Malchus is only here. And when you look at Ima Elohim and Tfun as one part of, the Malchus is over here. This is 10 spheres, and this is 10 spheres. Only when you split it up into different Chalokim, four Chalokim, you catch up with where is the Malchus. But the Etzem, the way you're supposed to look at it, is only as one part. And therefore, the real Emistic of Malchus is here. Again, there is a Malchus here in the Aterti Yesod, which is Nichlal in the Shlish Tiferes over here, Aterti Yesod. But nevertheless, that's not the Emistic of Malchus. The Emistic of Malchus in this part of Ima, of Abba, would be over here, and Ima would be down here. That's his Teretz. Alright, just to finish off, ומעט חי מדור כמה כאן כתבתי שאחור של אבא נופלו. We find a little bit of steel because over there I wrote in מדור כמה נעץ חיים that the אחר אבא נופלו. For these parts of them is אבא מלוי, אמא אלוהים, and יסוד סבא and תפונה. All of those four parts of him the אחר חיים broke down. ובמוקם אחר, in a different place, which is in Etzchaim, Shardushe and Nikudot, Perek Aleph, Ketavti Yeshu Avraim Shal Yisrael Saba V'Tvuna Levad Noflo. Only the last two parts of Yisrael Saba V'Tvuna. What's going on? Is it four or two? Ve'ev Sheshikol Zinikra Besod Yisrael Saba V'Tvuna. Same on the same lines what he just answered over here. When you all look at a one part of, the equal of the parts of is the Yisrael Saba and Tvuna, which create the Malchus. That's what we see. So he says that maybe it's taka nikva lefi yisrael saba and tvun, but enechanam is taka all four. Okay, so we're going to stop it here. Next week, Hashem, we'll be continuing our shur motzot chaim and going into perek ches.